September 7th and Coffee Mumbo Jumbo never sleeps. It is Sunday, but I venture to Olympia. This time not for cafe culture, but for the Speciality Fine Food Fair 2014. And I'm here at a stand, and as you know, listeners to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, is that I hone my palate more and more and more by venturing away from coffee, not totally, but also into teas. And I just stopped in my tracks because I'm here at a stand where we're brewing olive leaves.
Tea.
Unbelievable. I'm here with Bimbi Bellhouse, who's got a huge farm in Italy in where?
In exactly? Abruzzo.
In Abruzzo.
On the Adriatic coast.
Yeah. Now, Bimbi, I've just tried your tea. It is delicious. But I want you to tell me and tell all our listeners how you came to decide to brew with tea leaves of a beautiful tree that actually has olives on it.
Right, well, historically speaking, the olive tree has always been known to be incredibly healthy. We have 1,000 olive trees, and for many years we've made award-winning organic olive oil. We've now started making the tea with the leaves because I want to use the whole of the plant, which is obviously ecologically a much better thing. Instead of burning the leaves when we do the pruning in the spring, we're using everything, and it's producing a very delicious tea or an infusion which has massive health benefits. It has 4 times more antioxidants than green tea. It's antibiotic, antiviral, antifungal. It has not a trace of caffeine, not a trace of tannin, so very good for your stomach. And it also regulates your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels. So all in all, it's a delicious drink, and you can drink it cold or hot.
Right. So if you are a healthy person, would you actually drink this maybe at the end of a meal? Would you drink it in the morning? When would you actually drink this? If you consider that you're not really after those, I mean, health benefits are a bonus, I would say. It is a delicious drink, I will say that too. When would you advise people to drink this?
Well, I think people drink it all the time. Some people drink it for breakfast. I drink it throughout the day, having drunk it in the morning. Some people like it last thing at night because not having any caffeine, it's not going to affect their sleep patterns. Some people find it very digestive after a meal, so they would have it after a meal instead of coffee. It's the kind of drink that you can drink with food, without food.
I would say it's even a palate cleanser.
It is
quite neutral. Now, you were saying all these benefits. How do you actually measure those? How can you say it's 5 times more antioxidants?
Because there's been a massive amount of research on the olive plant over the years. If you go onto the internet, there's absolutely well-credited research from any number of universities and other institutions.
So you haven't had your brews, for example, sent to a lab or something?
Yes, I have. I mean, I've had them sent to a lab to prove that they have no pesticides and everything else, but I don't need to prove the fact that olive leaf is full of flavonoids and antioxidants, and that it contains polyphenols, which are also very good for you, and all the rest of it. So I think I don't need to prove that. It's there. It's out there already. Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, you said the Italians don't drink it, but you export it
to lots of countries, but the Italians themselves don't really drink tea. They drink coffee. They drink tea if they feel ill.
Yeah, but with all these health benefits, you know, a doctor would prescribe this maybe?
Well, he does. In Italy, they definitely prescribe it. If you have high blood pressure, they would immediately tell you to drink olive leaf tea.
How much would you have to drink to really make a difference?
A couple of glasses a day.
Right, okay. And you personally, you've also added some more ingredients to...
We have 3 flavours. We have the plain, and then we have one with organic pomegranate, which in itself is obviously a superfood. And that is quite fruity, but not so different to the original taste. It's just quite subtle, but healthy, of course, because of the pomegranate. And then we have lemon and wild mint, which is a stronger taste. You can very lemony, very minty. Some people love it, and some people find that it's a little bit too strong. But they're all great. All 3 flavours are great.
Mm-hmm. And here in the UK, where would I be able to buy it, to find it?
You can find it in Whole Foods, all branches of Whole Foods UK. You can find it at Planet Organic in London. You can find it in weird supermarkets. There are 27 of them all the way up the northwest of England. And you can find it in any number of independent health food shops and delicatessens up and down the country.
And what about restaurants or coffee shops?
Restaurants, they serve it at the Café Anglais. They serve it at St. John restaurant. They serve it at the Dock Kitchen. They serve it at many, many fine restaurants. And also cafes and bars serve it as an alternative to coffee or to mint tea or to green tea, so you can get it anywhere. And lastly, you can get it on our website, which is www.oleaftea.com, spelled O-L-E-A-F for Freddie, T for Tommy.com.
I think you are a marketing genius. Bimbi, it was great. And I mean, I'm looking forward to taking one of your 30-gram bags back home, and I'm going to review that more.
Good, and I hope you enjoy it.
I will enjoy it, so thanks very much. Signing out for now, but stay tuned because I've got lots to look at here at Olympia Speciality Fine Food Fair 2014. Thanks, Bimbi.